and we're in London. Emmett, all good?
Yeah, all good.
Are you ready to eat? All right, La Pizzica. Here we're in Fulham, just around the corner from Craven Cottage.
Yeah, not far.
Enemy territory for Juventini. Destination culture, it's all about football. It's all about a bit of food, culture. We'll be doing this in Italy as well. For today, we are in London, and we're going to talk about Southern Italian culture, as well as eat a bit of Southern Italian cuisine. We've also got Dan joining us from the other side of Europe. I'll bring him in.
Good evening, boys.
And also, how are we? Because I can't actually hear Dan, he didn't account for the traffic. Emmett and I are going to wear this so we can actually hear what Dan's saying. Otherwise, we're not going to be able to communicate. Dan, all good.
Good evening, guys. How are we?
Ready to eat.
Good, buddy.
He's been going on about how hungry he is.
So you go ahead and fill your bellies, fill your boots, fill your bellies, whichever one you want.
Yeah, we did it in Novara in the Raduno trip, which some of the viewers will have to go back and have a look at. We also will have a traffic report as it keeps flowing by here on Fulham Road. We're going to get into Southern Italian culture. The focus is on, especially that we're at La Pizzica, which is a traditional dance of the Salentino region. And you're going to see some of the footage probably coming up about now. We're going to eat here. You're going to see what we're eating. We're going to talk culture, and we're going to enjoy it. Maybe get a bit of vino as well.
Sounds good
to
me.
Up for that, even though I'm supposed to be off the booze.
Yeah.
Until Serie A season commences.
Yeah.
Dan, it's okay if you've got a flask next to you.
I only have a glass of water, I'm afraid.
That looks like vodka to us.
Letting the lads down, Dom. Letting the lads down.
We're letting half of London down. We all know how London is.
I apologize.
So we're at La Pizzica. We're going to start off for that purpose. The owners are from Lecce. This is the Lecce Supporters Club. Lecce, Luca Gotti, staying on. He did well to keep them up last season. Serie A, 14th place, 3 points above the drop zone. A few players leaving. Almquist is a big one because he was one of their best performers playing up top. He's off back to Russia. Piccoli is also leaving. Dedmaku and Tuba. The big one for me is Pongracic, who's joined Fiorentina, 15 million euros. Incoming Morente, Pierre Gaspar. Male is back from his loan spell at Empoli. Faticanti della Monica, and they also were linked with a Vitesse midfielder, Mullenstein, but he signed for Sampdoria, so he's off to Serie B. Preferred to go there. They've had a few preseason friendlies. Got some questions for you guys that I've assigned. Emmett, any chance of Gotti being allowed to spend the money from the Pongracic sale, 15 million euros, and will they wait until the end of the transfer window? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, Lazio are one of the better run clubs in Serie A. Last season, they think they finished sixth in terms of overall financial health. Their debt is only around 49 million. So you think, you know, they made 13 million on the deal. So hopefully Luca Gotti will be able to spend some of it to keep them up into the division. They had the second worst attack in the league, just above Empoli and level with Salernitana, who are relegated. So you would like to think they would be able to spend some of that money and bring in a striker to make sure they survive again next season.
Good one. I didn't know about the debt levels, but that's probably one of the best debt levels in the first division. They beat Bremen in the preseason 3-0. Krstović with a brace. Rafia, who's quite a good player, he scored one as well. That was the first look at Tete Morente, the Spanish winger from Elche, who scored 8 goals in the Spanish second division last season. A lot of Italian clubs are looking around at other second divisions in Europe, and why not? There's always the odd diamond in the rough. Balthazar Pierre, hopefully I'm pronouncing that right, also started in that game, the French midfielder who signed from Rouen, who finished bottom or near the bottom of the French second division. Free agent, 24 years old. They lost to Galatasaray, late goal from Kilonda Gaspar. Lecce, who's one of their new signings, new Angolan signing, a defender from Estrela, Portuguese first division. So something there. They're looking for these players that were maybe don't cost too much. He was only 2 million euros, 26 years old. They lost to Huddersfield, Dan. So a 2-1 loss there. Krstović on the score sheet, though. So he's the man that they'll need to look to for goals. And you mentioned before, one of the worst attacks in Serie A from last season. Excuse the sirens going past. But Dan, last season's second worst attack in Serie A, where do they go for goals?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's concerning when you look at the table from last season, you know, they were the second worst attack in Serie A and they've not signed a striker this season. That does not bode well for the prospects. Marco Della Monaca, who is an Italian under-19 international, has been promoted from the academy. He's got potential, obviously. He's scored 3 goals in 5 games for Italy under-19. But you're asking a 19-year-old to make an instant impact. And in Serie A, that's a major risk.
They need something.
They do. They definitely need more from Kostović, because Kostović had 7 goals last season in Serie A, which is not bad for his debut season. But they definitely do need more from him if they are to stay up again.
Well, they're 11 for the friendly so far. Falcone in goals. Gondry, they probably pronounce it that way, from Serie A Coms. He's a French right back. He's really good. They've re-signed him back in January because he's one of the lowest paid players in Serie A of like the secured 11 starters in a given side. One of the best. Did a piece on Forbes for that one back in January. Gaspar, new signing. Baschirotto, Italian international technically for the naysayers. Gallo, Ramadani, Pierre, new signing. Morente, new signing. Udon, who had a great season last year. Banda also, lots of pace on the wing. Kristovic up forward is obviously the go-to man for Luca Gotti. But match day 1 and 2 is a shocker. Atalanta at home and then Inter away. I'm just going to call over the owner of this restaurant to get his thoughts on this. If you could just peel off your microphone so we can get some thoughts from him. Lecce with Atalanta match day 1 and Inter on match day 2. That's a tough start. We're gonna just spin it around here so we can get the thoughts from Gianluca. What do you think? So far we've got Luca Gotti, not too many signings, a couple of good ones from the French second division, Spanish second division. What's he going to do? Match day 1, Atalanta at the Via del Mare.
But still, we rely on our DS Corvino, because he's an old fox, and he's going to get some fantastic player, I'm sure. We already have a good team with somebody like Kristovic that we're looking forward to see the second season in Serie A, what he's going to do. He's going to do double number, like 10, more than 10 goals this year for sure. And we have as well some good players like Berisha from the Primavera, so the young team. And this year is going to be their time to show what they can do. So, and I'm sure there is going to be something else coming up in the next few weeks.
So that's the 11 they got. That's what the Gazzetta is saying, more or less.
Yeah, at the moment, yes.
And the results from the preseason, they beat Bremen 3-0. Beautiful. Yeah, Kristovic.
Yeah, Kristovic 2-2. And one
Galatasaray, yeah, and Huddersfield. Yeah. Couple of losses.
Yeah, but it's okay. Fitness. Galatasaray is a good team. Yeah, yeah, that's right. Preseason is always like that. You know, you experiment, you try to find the hopefully everyone is gonna stay there. They say Gallo, he might have gone, but he's still there, he's still playing. So we hope, because I love Antonino Gallo, he's my favorite, and on the left wing, he needs a big
up and down,
and he was growing the last 3 seasons in Lecce. He came from the young team in Palermo, and it was, I think, a fantastic catch that we had.
Now, what do you think of the Primavera players starting to get some time, or the younger players, not Primavera necessarily, but 21, 22, 23-year-olds getting minutes in Serie A? Lecce is one of those clubs.
That's what we need. We are a small club. We don't have, we don't have the money or the debts of the big clubs. So our president, Sicchi Damiani, is an example. He was even invited in some university, sport university in Italy, because as example of wise management of a team. So we don't have debts. We have a very strong young team. And then I think, you know, this year we'll do again. So we're going to beat the record of the third season in Serie A.
Okay, so what's a prediction? How many points from the first 2 weeks? Atalanta, Inter.
2 points?
We might go to the Inter-Lecce game at the San Siro.
But you know what? Because I'm looking forward, because I'm going to be in Lecce on the 19th of August, and I'm going to watch the match. Okay. If there are any tickets left, because the last month of the season ticket campaign, they sold 20,000 season ticket.
Abonnement.
Wow. So until the 15th, 16th, I think, of August, it might sell all the tickets.
Otherwise, so, you jump the fence like the old days.
Of course, no, I dig a hole, a tunnel under. So I wish my kids as well. They're looking forward. Last year it was very lucky, our presence, because we went to watch Lecce Lazio. We won 2-1, and we had a fantastic day. So we hope to double the emotions this year with Atalanta.
So tell us a few words about the Lecce Supporters Club of London.
Yeah, this one was a brilliant idea. My brother is the cap ultra of the Lecce Supporters Club. And when, after 7 years of hell between Serie C and Serie B, we managed to get in Serie A 4 years ago. And we decided, so with some friends, they have some connection with the US Lecce. So we had Filippo Falco, one of the players for Lecce,
wow,
and one of the manager of the team coming here to open the Lecce club. And since then, it's a good spot for everyone who supports Lecce. We have as well some people from UK. They come from Manchester. We discovered that we had these supporters,
really
English supporters. They love Lecce, and they came a few times to watch the match with us. It was very, very good. When we stayed in Serie A, it was really a lot of happiness going on.
I remember seeing some of the videos on Instagram.
Ah, yeah.
I just didn't know them at all, Dan. But they love the party here. And so you're going to show some of the games this season?
Every game. Okay. Even if we are not here on the 18th, I'm not going to be here. But the club is open. There are the guys. We have our the core of the team, of the club. 10 of us, we always here every match. So then, when there are the big games, other people join in, as long as we are here, the hardcore.
Yeah. The hardcores have to be here. And tell us a little bit about your restaurant. You've got one here, one down the road.
Yeah.
When I used to live in Fulham, I used to go there. It's like walking into my Zia's fridge and finding all the good stuff. How long ago did you move to London? When did you start the business?
20 years ago, I moved to London. And 16 years ago, we opened the deli down the road, the one I mentioned. And then 11 years ago, we opened the restaurant, which is a traditional Salento cuisine. So we have a lot of traditional regional dishes. And then we do our home pasta, homemade pasta, pizza, meat, fish, anything. If you want to try some good stuff from Italy, authentic one, and then I think La Pizzica is a good spot to visit.
Well, we're going to order some stuff. So,
all right.
Yeah,
okay.
We want to eat here. We're going to show the viewers a little bit about what you do. We'll show them a bit of footage around as well.
Perfect.
We want the taste of Salento.
Fantastic.
Please. Are you ready, Emma?
You want me to surprise you, or you want to order something on yourself?
We chose something because we want to choose something that people know they're going to see on the menu and they're going to come here.
Right.
We're going to start with a burrata.
Perfect.
Then we're going to go with Emma. Are you having the gnocchi alla Gaia?
Yeah. Gaia is my niece. Ah. We named the dish after my niece.
Oh, really?
She's 7 months old. So 7 months ago, we were going to do the new menu. And Gaia was born, my brother's daughter, and the name is after her. And I wrote on the menu that we should that she likes it. And actually, we made it try now, 7 months, when with the first...
She finally had it.
She finally, she loves it. So I was right.
Lovely. All right. Well, Emmett's having that. I'm going to have the paccheri e gambero.
Fantastic.
Do you want a bit of, some... red wine, whatever
wine
you recommend.
Oh, you want to, for this, maybe nice hot weather, you want to try beautiful rosé?
Yeah.
You like rosé? Yeah.
Your recommendation on the wine.
Your recommendation.
Okay. and it goes very well with the food that you ordered. So
perfect.
All right.
He knows his stuff. Thank you, Gianluca.
Okay.
And forza lecce.
Forza lecce sempre.
Okay. All right, Dan, we'll bring you back in, and I don't want you to get jealous as Emmett kicks himself back up. We'll swing it. Couple of glasses, please. Yeah. We don't want to get too saucy here. We're working, technically. This is work. So let's get back into some football. He thinks they're going to do all right. 2 points in the first two games. Emmett and Dan, you agree with Gianluca's assessment?
I would say 0 points, to be honest. It's a tough start. Tough start.
Hopefully he doesn't do anything to the Gnocchi.
Yeah, he didn't hear.
Dan, what do you think?
I think that I agree with him. You know, start of the season is always a difficult time to predict.
Cheers. Keep going, Dan. Thank you.
I'm not jealous at all, guys. Absolutely. You go ahead and rewind while I'm sat in the room here. I think 2 points is doable for them.
Just moving that so nothing gets, we don't get electrocuted with the wine spilling into stuff. But sorry, Dan, 2 points you're saying?
I think it's doable for them. You know, Atalanta have come down from a high.
Well, the benefit is when you start a season, and this is my argument every year, and it doesn't always work out, but big teams facing the smaller clubs in the first couple of weeks doesn't necessarily translate into three gifted points, because those small teams have the chance to get those bigger clubs while they're not yet gelling. I mean, Paolo Maldini always used to say, what are you criticizing us for? We're only 3 weeks into the season. You think we're supposed to be playing like you're winning the Champions League?
Yeah, I think that the point is, the counterpoint to that is that the two teams that Lecce play, they've retained the managers, the same system, they've kept most of the players. So it would be, they're going to face teams that are settled, Atalanta and Inter. So they know, you know, both teams, they know what to play. So I think it will be difficult for Lecce, and that's why I think they're not going to get any points. Whereas we're happy, say, Juve under Mata, and maybe Milan under Paolo Fonseca, new managers, new systems. But I think this is going to be different.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say 6 points for Lecce in the first 2 weeks. Let's move on to another Southern club. We've got a few to talk about. Bari Moreno Longo is the new coach. Last season's horrible finish. They just survived the play-out against Ternana. They've had the retirement of Valerio Di Cesare, who more or less saved 9 years at the club overall in his career, 41 years old when he retired. He's now joined the backroom staff in a way. So he's still there to offer his spiritual leadership, we'll say. Emmett, the departure of Marco Nasti, he scored on the weekend against City for Milan. He's back there. They're obviously not going to keep him. They're going to loan him out somewhere. But Kevin Lasagna has signed for Bari. For those that you don't know, we're still a couple of weeks away from the beginning of the season. Not sure when you're going to see this pod, but Kevin Lasagna is the big signing. Unfortunately, no. Abbiamo due. Thank you. Just making sure we've got one each over here. Wanted to give us a bottle, by the way, but we're too professional for that. We will be doing this more often throughout the season as well, pods like this. So, Dan, you'll have to join us. Do join us.
I would love to. Thank you.
One of the occasions. Senior writer, Dan Cancian, and everyone. So, he's putting in a shift today and has to put up with us having something to eat, which we will show you when it comes out. So, Lasagna, not on the menu here, but he's on the menu in Bari. So.
Exactly. 2 goals against Frosinone in a preseason friendly and one of the worst pitches I've ever seen. It was like just a pitch on the side of the road and two teams just happened to rack up and play. But Lasagna got 2 goals. One of them was a good header from the corner. The other one, the goalkeeper should have done better, but it's a good start. He didn't do so well in Turkey last season. He only lasted 1 year, and he's come back to Italy, and Bari and Serie B, and hopefully he can get the goals that will push him towards the playoffs after narrowly avoiding relegation last year. So, yeah, I think it's a good signing for Bari. That makes up for Nasti going back to Milan.
Yeah, Dan Novakovic joining the US midfielder from Venezia. He's on loan. He was on loan at Lecco last season. I think they just, they didn't just get relegated from Serie B back to Serie C. But what do you think? Abaratin, Scarbi, Napoli, Lonis, Hemsley, Akpachukwu, who's a 19-year-old Belgian. Dan?
Yeah, I mean, Novakovic is an interesting one, isn't he? He has been excellent in Serie B last season. He's been versatile, can play through the middle, can play right, left. It's just a shame he's never quite done it for Venezia. He scored once in 35 games, and he just doesn't seem to cut it over there. But their loss could well be Bari's game this season. As for Baratin and Sgarbi, you know, I think that this is probably the worst time to come through a Napoli as your player, because Antonio Conte does not like young players, does not give them a chance. And again, I think a long spell will do them well.
Sure. Look, they got a decent win, 15-1 over Delfino Curi Pescara. It's not the Pescara that everyone knows in Serie C. It's more clients arrive to eat here. Hopefully we're not interrupting their romantic Wednesday evening it is. In August, it's very hot, Emmett, as well. Yeah. So this rosé is going down a treat. Yeah. But that Pescara side from Eccellenza.
He's in Dunsmith.
Yeah, he's really relishing this, isn't he?
I'm just getting in the deeds here and there. I'm sure it'll happen at some point. Like... the side from Eccellenza lost 15-1, but they did get one goal. So is that worrying sign for the defence at Bari? But they did get one goal, scored by a bloke called Andy Schitti. So I don't know if that is like a bad dad joke on Bari's defense. The
name maybe, of it. Maybe that name will come to epitomize Bari this season.
Oh, well, we'll see, because let's go through that 11, a 3-4-2-1 with coach Longo Pizzardo or Baratin. Now, he's quite good. He was on loan in Serie C last couple of seasons, but he's actually quite a big lad, stocky, fast, Vicari, Zuzek, Pavasuli, love that surname, Maiello, Maita, who was there all last season, Oliveri, Sibilli, Sgarbi, and Lasagna. So overall, let's see. Coppa Italia for Bari in the first, second round there, preliminary, 10th of August against Cremonese away. We've been there, weren't there, for the Zini to see Napoli play once. Match day one and two, Bari versus US Stabia. You've been to the San Nicola.
Yeah.
You've actually done the stadium guide on the San Nicola. We've got stadium guides for everything, by the way. Go to the website, check out the stadium guides, and then they're away to Modena. Let's go to another southern side. Technically, if you look at the map, Napoli's a tiny bit further south than Bari, but the other side.
Yeah. Both owned by Aurelio De Laurentiis.
Both. That's where, that's a good segue, Emmett, is Bari, also owned by the De Laurentiis family. And if you haven't seen some of their preseason press conferences, the Sun goes out and addresses a few of the fan concerns and lets them know he's not going to take any dirt from them or any shitty, as some people in Bari would say. But Napoli new coach is Antonio Conte, a 3-5-2, outgoing the Scudetto winner, Golini. Don't forget, Scudetto winners, then 10th place. Dem is gone. I love Diego Dem just for his first name mostly. And then in the Gattuso years was a little soldier. Gielinski is off to Inter. Malone's, Traore and Denonka are back in the Premier League at this point. Ambrosino loaned to Frosinone. Lindstrom to Everton. I think that's a good move for Napoli. Back from loan is Folaruncio, Italian international with Spalletti there. Gaetano is back, probably get loaned out. Zerbin, Caprile, and also Shadira, who had a good season with Frosinone. New signings. Rafa Marin from Real Madrid. Spinazzola from Roma. That is sensational. And Buongiorno, everyone knows that, you know, I'm fond of Napoli. Dan Osimhen could follow Calafiori to Arsenal. We're not sure yet. We're still a couple of weeks out from the season. Lukaku possible from Chelsea coming in. But thoughts up top in this formation change? We've been following them pre-season. What do you think?
I mean, this is Antonio Conte, the T, isn't it? He wants his players. He wants his lieutenants. And Lukaku is one of them. I mean, to be fair to him, Lukaku has been brilliant under Conte. I think I'm right in saying that he's enjoyed his most active role in his career under Conte. But 34 goals in 2020 is compared to those 40 winning the league. However, Lukaku is not the old he was. He's 31, he's lost a yard of pace. He's never been clinical. And I don't think he's going to start becoming clinical now. Obviously, great financially for Napoli, but I don't think it's worth it.
But we do have the food come out here. This is the burrata that's come out. Get about it. You'll see different footage at home, but Dan isn't able to see that footage. He's seeing what we're showing him right now. Dan, bit of burrata to kick this off with. Get it back on the right camera frame. So just bear with us while we have something to eat here, Emmett. Let's get this happening. There you go, buddy.
A long burrata.
Get a bit of burrata into you. Now, do excuse us. We...
With Conte, you know what he wants, and you know what he will likely get. The big question is, will Federer be happy to fork out for the player that Conte wants? Because they tend to have very little reserve.
He's got to fork out.
You will think he does, but we both know that he's not. He's his own man, and he has his own views on football.
Well, let's go from Napoli down to Catania. Finished 13th in Serie C last season under three different coaches. Tabiani, then Cristiano Lucarelli. We're all fond of him. Leading goal scorer from, I think it's 2005 and 6. He was there for 4 months. Then Zeroli came in. Zeroli made sure that they stayed up. The new coach for this season is Domenico Toscano. 52-year-old, leaves Cesena, got them promoted to Serie B. He's staying on in Serie C, though, former Regina midfielder from the mid-90s. Samuele Di Carmine, leading goal scorer with 8, only 8 goals. Former QPR stock there, Dan, in his English footballing days, and also Verona, some people might remember him from 3-4 years ago. Ex-Italy international Stefano Sturaro is there, quite incredibly. Played only 8 times after leaving. Katagumaruk was there with Lasagna, I believe, when Pirlo was there. So they're owned by Aussies, by the way, Gino Catania. Perth Glory player from Australia is there. He's the son of Tony Popovich, Gabriel Popovich. A part of really the first 11, but he's getting time in the friendlies. Dan, you know plenty of Italian Australians that would love to see Catania do well and see them back in Serie A again. What are their chances over the next few years?
The chances are, I don't think they're great at the minute. I mean, it's an incredible story, isn't it? To think that, like, less than 2 decades ago, they were holding their own in Serie A. They finished 8 11 years ago, and then it all went south, if you excuse the pun. It's, you know, it'll be difficult for them, obviously. Serie B is a competitive league, but it's also very unpredictable, and, you know, they may just have enough. They may just have enough quality to get promoted again.
And I'll add Emmett back to the stage here. Emmett, they've signed Filippo D'Andrea, the revelation of the division last season with Audace Cerignola. Can they win the Serie C Coppa Italia again like last season? And I don't know, what are their chances of promotion overall?
Yeah, I mean, they won the Serie C Coppa Italia final. They beat Parma and a cracker. I think it was 5-4 in aggregate for the 2 games. And then signing Di Andrea, 16 goals last season, had a breakout year. I mean, I think they finished 13th in Serie C, Catania last season, so there's no reason why they can't at least push the playoffs. And it would be great to see them back, because as Dan said, we all remember them from Serie A, Giuseppe Pescara, that great team that beat Inter, beat Juve at home. It was a real fortress. So it would be good to see them back at least in Serie B. So I have real hope that they can do it this year.
Me too. I mean, some of my family live in Sicily. That's their local team. Well, their local biggest team, I will say. Excuse the coffee machine in the background. But Gregorio Luperini is the big money signing at €300,000 from Ternana. He's an attacking midfielder, scored against Monte Granaro in the preseason. But back to the coach, Toscano won Serie C, Girone C in 2020 when he led Regina to promotion. We all know the Regina story now, but he just got Cesena promoted up to Serie B. There is half a chance that under the vice presidency of Vincenzo Grella, the former Socceroos superstar of 2000, don't laugh about Australian football. Thank you very much. take great offense to that. But he is also a legend of Serie A, a legend in his own right. Played some decent football, from Empoli all the way up to Parma, and back was part of the Socceroos' dream squad, probably the best people we've ever had in Australian soccer, as we call it. So we'll see if that's the right decision to bring in Toscano. I think it might pay off. But their match day one game is away to Sorrento. I mean, what a place to play football in. And that is then a home game against Benevento, former Serie A. Don't want to say legends for Benevento, but you know where I'm going with it. Yeah. 3-4 years ago, they were
cold
there.
Heroes.
They bounced, went. They went A, B, C like that. Let's move on to Palermo, another Sicilian side. Let's get into them. Alessio Dionigi is the new coach, former Empoli. And, you know, I think he's going to be good. He replaces Michele Mignani. Players leaving Pignacelli and Soleri. New signing is Nicolau from Spezia and Blanc, I think you say it, from Lecce. So that's a loss for Lecce overall. I think it was quite good. Emmet Pierozzi from Fiorentina and Ranocchia's second season. Now with Palermo, surely they're on the way up.
Yeah, I think so. And especially with their back by Citigroup, you know, they have professional outfit now. And, you know, they brought in Pierozzi from Fiorentina. He did well last season, not long with Salernitana. I think, you know, now he's got a full season. He's going to be with Palermo and Serie B. I think he'll do well. He'll add something to the back line. And obviously, you know, Ranocchia, actually the next-gen striker, was 6 months on loan at the back end of last season. He only got 4 goals, but I think now a full season. He was getting pre-season under his belt, full season. I think, you know, he could be looking at 10, 12, 14 goals. He's still young. So, yeah, definitely high hopes about Palermo as well.
Yeah, kind of that attacking midfield role where now that confirmed also that Matteo Brunori is going to stay on. He's the goal poacher at Palermo. Sicilian football, hopefully on the way back up, because it was dead broke for a while. Let's bring Dan back in. Thomas Henry, another French player, no relation to Thierry, but link up with Roberto Insigne, the brother of Lorenzo. Thoughts on Citigroup's progress here with Palermo?
Well, Citigroup, they don't tolerate losing, do they? Palermo is one of their 11 clubs, and, you know, there's one thing we've learned from them is that they want to win, they want to win quickly, and they tend to get the right men in the right places. Dionisio may well fit in that mold. I mean, his work at Empoli was impressive. He led them back to Serie A, of course. It was brilliant at Venezia. I'm just worried about, you know, the number of signings they've got. Can they gel all the new signings together? Serie B is awfully competitive, so it won't be easy for them.
Pre-seasons so far, 1-0 win over Leicester City. Di Francesco, son of the great Eusebio, is in charge of Venezia now. 1-0 win over Monza, again Di Francesco. So he's in form. They lost to Rapperswil, coached by David Cesar, who's an ex-Lecce and Napoli striker from the 90s and around 2000-2002. I remember when Napoli were in their dark years, hoping that Cesar would score. Swiss, yeah. And Rapperswil is a Swiss side. I should clarify that. The 4-2-3-1, Gomez, Pierozzi, Nicolau, Lucioni, Lund, Blon, Segre, Insigne, that's Roberto, Ranocchia, Di Francesco and Henri. But I think Brunori, now that he's confirmed he's going to stay, he's going to slot back into that. And they've got a bit of firepower. If he stays there with Henri, we're going to see that situation like where Cremonese could always turn to Cioffini or to Corda or to Vasquez, these upper echelon players in Serie B that know how to get goals, know how to get results. Cagliari, the last side that we're going to be looking at, another southern side. Of course, we'll be on the Sampdoria now. Maybe we'll go and eat there sometime soon. New coach taking over from Claudio Ranieri is Davide Nicola,
the relegation specialist.
He is, but he doesn't usually start off that well.
Yeah.
So last season's 16th place, conceded the most of all the sides that stayed up. 68 goals they conceded. Out goes defender Alberto. Waiting for the motorbike. Alberto Dosena is gone to Como. Midfielder Naitan Nandez off to the Middle East with Al-Qaeda. Two of their most played players last season with 35 and 33 matches each. In negotiations to leave is Gianluca Lapadula, Lapagol, Dan, as they call him. He might go off to Cesena to play Serie B. Incoming Michel Adopo, who scored the goal right at the end of Coppa Italia extra time once, and his surname translates into "see you later." That's what he did to Milan that night. Nadir Ortea, great player from Atalanta. Both of those players coming from Atalanta. Alan Sherry from Albanian side Ignatia that Napoli just played in a friendly. Mattia Felici from Frelati Salò. Sebastiano Luperto, former Napoli player, was captain of Empoli, now goes to Cagliari. And Roberto Piccoli, who was with Lecce last season, on loan from Atalanta, now goes to Cagliari. And if Lapagol goes, that leaves Piccoli as their best striker with Pavoletti, who's a veteran now. Is Luperto a sufficient replacement for Dossena, and what are they going to do about goals? Piccoli's got to be their main focus.
Piccoli's going to be the main focus. However, he's got 15 professional goals in four seasons, so it doesn't really bode well for their chances. I mean, obviously, 23 is still raw. There's still plenty of time for him to develop, but you will like to imagine they may bring in someone a bit more prolific, a bit more suited to the division. As for Luperto, well, you know, he gets a lot of bad press, let's be honest, but he's versatile, can play a centre-back, can play a left-back. He's got plenty of experience, and crucially, he started every game last season, and he played 36 games the season before, and, you know, that's, you know, as Americans will tell you, the best ability is availability, and he definitely has that.
So, Emmet, Davide Nicola has performed miracles at so many clubs before. Yeah. Can he do it again, or will he be sacked by January?
Well, let's get you alluded to it at the beginning of the section of the Cagliari. Davide Nicola is a relegation specialist, but he doesn't tend to do that well when he starts the summer at a club. We've seen him in the past at Crotone, at Genoa, at Torino. He comes in January, 6 months, and somehow pulls magic out of the hat and they escape relegation. Now that he has a full season with Cagliari, I'd say it's likely that he gets sacked in January and not brought in January.
So the odds on bet would be he probably won't last.
He won't last. But I would be surprised if he lasts.
They did have a difficult situation that King Claudio had to go through last year, where they didn't win for a long time, and he actually offered his resignation.
But the players
stayed on, but they did get some brilliant results. I mean, you know, that 4-3, one of the games of the season.
Yeah, they were 3-1 down or 3-0 down.
I think
down.
It was 3-0 down in the 76th minute. It's like a record that they came back in the last 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So, Nicola, somehow, I mean, we all remember him from throwing his shoe at Fiorentina, in Florence when he was trying to keep Salernitana up. We've seen him keep up Torino, Genoa,
Crotone.
I mean, he's run miles from, you know, biked miles, miles, flown miles from north to south. People love him for that reason. He's a hero to a lot of fans from small clubs. And I guess we're going to see what happens. The preseason, they've beaten their under-19 side, so I guess that's something. 3-0, Viola, Deola, and Anzi with the goals. And then they lost to Como 3-1. Deola scored for Cagliari, Cutrone, Belotti, and Gabrieloni. Be dangerous for Juventus in match day one, I might add. The 11 for Cagliari at this point, under Nicola, 3-5-2, Scufè, Luperto, Mina, and Obert. That's the back three, Scufè, Mina. Scovain goal, Luperto, Mina, and Obert at the back. Obert came through the Primavera system. Zortea at right wing back. Mukumbu, Pranti, and Adolfo in the midfield. This is according to La Gazzetta dello Sport. Felici, a new signing at left wing back. Luvumbo and Piccoli. That's the predicted front duo. Luvumbo is quite a bit of a playmaker.
I think a lot of it will depend on the home record. Cagliari was very good at home. But I think Davide Nicola's methods tend to work best in short spurts, which is why he's very good from January to May. I don't think his methods worked out well over the course of the season, which makes me think he wouldn't last until January. But again, it all depends how he starts on their home record. So I think... yeah, I think Cagliari will be interesting to watch this year.
And Dan, did you follow a bit of Davide Nicola's heroics over the past few years?
I mean, yeah, I agree with Emmet. He's one of those managers that seems a lot more suited to coming in and avoiding relegation than to lead a team safely, as you know, from match day one.
While we're on the subject of southern clubs, Napoli, are they a serious push for a top five or top nine, whatever the numbers are going to be for the future Champions League? That might be 100 teams big at some point. Application.
I think that if Conte can get his players to buy into his issues, there could be a dark horse for the title.
Any contribution from the likes of Polaruncho or Gaetano, or are they off on loan? What do you think?
Conte really isn't a manager that trusts youth. He's all about here, now, results. He tends to favor experience rather than youth, unless you're very, very, very good. Like when he was at Juve, he bled in Paul Pogba at 19. But Pogba was a special case. Conte generally tends to favor experience. When he was at Inter, he signed Ashley Young, he signed Dormian, he signed Victor Moses. So I think Napoli's youngsters will have a hard time getting
game time. So I think Gaetano's going to be linked with a move away, that's for sure. Polaruncho, I don't know, off the bench, can I add that impact? Great season at Verona, got called up to Spalletti's Italy squad, although no big feat for the performance that they put on at the Euros, but still something. He's coming along nicely. And Conte also interested in Kulusevski. Apparently he took him to Tottenham, didn't he? And now he wants him at Napoli, according to a couple of pundits that are around. I think we might leave it there, guys. We're going to show you some more food right about now that it's coming out, the Paccheri and the gnocchi.
Yeah. If you're in London, come to La Pizzica.
La Pizzica. This is the restaurant. This is the restaurant. Both are on Fulham Road in Fulham. They've got the deli. It's about, I don't know, about 5-minute walk from here. Down. I think we'll leave it there. La Pizzica, Fulham, London, pre-season of... Culture, it's destination culture. This is one of the destinations where we're coming. There'll be more coming. And don't forget to check out the website, all the social platforms. We are live and we are kicking for the 2024-25 season, a historic moment. So the Raduno videos, check those out as well. All the other content. Senior writers Dan Cancian and Emma Gates. Thanks for joining. I'm David Farini. See you soon on Destination Culture.
See you soon.
Chin chin.
Chin chin.
See you soon.